Keegan Longbaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley football. Coach, I guess, first of all, going outside the district, non-district game in week 7 last night on the road. I guess tell me just your, you know, takeaways, if any, from that one. Obviously, I did not go according to plan, I'm sure.
Right. I mean, we expected a little bit different of an outcome, obviously. But, you know, it was a game where we went up against a team that throws something at you that you don't see week in and week out. You know, obviously they kind of ran a little offense we've talked about here, that they run like ACGC. They like to run power football, keep everything in tight, kind of run some misdirection. And you know, they took advantage of our spots that we weren't reading our keys. But, you know, it's a position where it was a non-district game. So obviously you want to win all these games. You want to win every single one of them. But, you know, we afterwards reiterated to the kids that, you know, it's not a district game. There's still an opportunity on the table to make playoffs. So we would have liked to have that momentum coming into week 8 here. But, you know, you're just putting into the hand that you're dealt. So this is where we're at.
I know, Coach, you would never be one or anybody within that program would make excuses or whatnot, but I mean, you obviously were put in a tough situation to start the year with, you know, your you know, 3-year quarterback being out, and there's been some in and out with that. I mean, just could you speak to how you felt your kids have been able to, you know, deal with the week to week of that, you know, not necessarily everybody being, you know, full or healthy?
Yeah, I mean, we don't like to make excuses on our end here. You know, it is tough on everybody, you know, when you lose people that you put into positions and you don't really want to have to plan around them being out. So we're fully aware that everybody goes through injuries. So, you know, week in and week out, not every coach is going through the same thing that they planned on going through about a month or 2 months ago when in preseason. So, yeah, it's really tough though when your quarterback that you've been really relying on is out for most of the year. And, you know, we have a guy like Wyatt Shires who really stepped into that role. He had to play a little bit last year as a freshman, and he's kind of taken the reins for the most part this season. But, you know, unfortunately, he had a thumb injury on the second drive of the game, so he ended up having to come out from quarterback. We were lucky he was able to play the rest of the game defensively and play a little bit of running back for us. But, you know, our guy that leads in receiving for us is Gavin Wetzel, had to step in at quarterback. So, you know, with the absence of Walker Bissell still. So it was pretty tough for the offensive side of the football, being able to kind of, you know, you have a scheme, but when you're playing with a kid that knows the playbook inside and out, but really doesn't run the quarterback position, that was another tough task for us in that position. But, you know, injury bug, you know, it happens to everybody, like I said, but we feel that, you know, there can't be any excuses. We've just got to have the next guy up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bet. Coach, I guess now you move on. As you mentioned, you have an opportunity still ahead of you with Mount Air coming up. I guess, what are your thoughts on, you know, how you approach this week and, you know, obviously Mount Air, knowing what you know, I'm sure quite a bit about them.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a team that Southwest Valley here, we've played for quite a few years, and even dating back to, you know, our Corning days, it was always a team that we would match up against as well. So it just is a year in and year out. Mount Air is a squad that really doesn't go in waves, is what we kind of say. You know, it seems like teams and you know, Southwest Iowa, you know, not even just Southwest Iowa, smaller schools, they go in waves of, you know, you have some really, you know, great classes, and then you have a couple of years to kind of bounce back and rebuild. But Mount Air never seems to be like that. They're just one of those squads that year in and year out, they're always a really solid program. So they do a lot of great things down that way. And they've shown that they like to play some power football, but they also have very good athletes in space like Jackson Ruggles and Dyson Thompson, who really are, you know, speedsters on the outside, and they're really threatening with their legs and their arm. So, you know, we're just going to keep trying to go by what our keys are. Hopefully we can slow down that run, and we want to make teams beat us with the pass. So hopefully that's what the position we put ourselves in next Friday.
What do you think, Coach, is important for you guys? Obviously you mentioned some things there, but anything else specific to Mount Air or just specific to what you try to do every single week?
Yeah, being able to understand now that we're in a position where we might have to play, you know, Gavin Wetzel at quarterback, or even move a guy like Cale Hogan into it, or whatever we may have to. We're going to definitely go back to the drawing board this week and prepare those two and maybe even a third guy to the fullest to be able to go into next week to be able to, you know, really hone in our offense so we don't have any kind of stagnant stalls like we did this last week. So, you know, I think that's a position where I need to be a little more prepared. Just for kind of the inevitable in any aspect of the game. So when it comes to Mount Airy, yeah, like we know that it's a really tough task to stop a guy like Jackson Ruggles, but it kind of goes back to certain guys that you talk about, big names around here, like you talk Jackson Gordon. You know, you're not going to stop him. You just need to contain him, and that's kind of the mindset we need to go into this game with. And hopefully it turns into a really solid football game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Keegan Longaball again, head coach for Southwest Valley Football. Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it and wish you the best this week.
Thanks, Derek. Always appreciate it.